USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A popular surfing beach just north of San Diego remains closed on Saturday after a 30-foot-long slab of cliff plunged onto the beach, killing three people and injuring two others. This eyewitness reminds us,
when high tide comes, it's just like there's nowhere to go except for the cliff.
Officials say the homes along the coast are not in any danger. Many Republicans are expressing concern over the budget deal that the president signed on Friday, including Republican Senator Mike Braun from Indiana.
I'm just hoping, been here 7 months now, that when we win in November of 2020, we remember the roots of what conservatism is about, and that's not running trillion-dollar deficits.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the two-year spending deal does push the possibility of any big spending disputes past the 2020 election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
President Trump says he'll add additional tariffs on Chinese goods and services beginning September 1st. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The new tariffs will impose an additional 10% on roughly $300 billion in Chinese imports. Mr. Trump has been described as frustrated over Beijing's lack of any new offers to rein in policies that amount to the widespread theft of U.S. technologies and intellectual property.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around.
Mr. Trump added that American consumers will not suffer a negative impact if the new tariffs are imposed.
The tariffs are not being paid for by our people. It's being paid for by China.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are in Nevada on Saturday, hoping to win support from labor unions that hold sway in a state that will cast the first votes in the West in next year's primaries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Retirees will collectively lose $3.4 trillion, that's with a T, in potential income they could spend during their retirement because they claim Social Security at a financially suboptimal time, or that could cost the average person $110,000 per household. That's at least according to a new report out from United Income. Chris Hogan's a financial expert, and he tells Fox News it's all about communicating once you get close to that retirement age.
I think the discussion about this money and the right money moves really helps people gain in knowledge to understand what's going on and the right kind of timing. But too often, Dana, people aren't talking about this. They're left to their own devices, and then they're kind of picking and choosing what moves to make at the right time. So let's eliminate the guesswork. Sit down with an investment professional, but not just anyone. You want to work with someone that has the heart of a teacher.
There's a new warning from the CDC for dog owners. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than 24 humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. Investigators said the contaminated pig ear treats came from multiple suppliers. The CDC says if you have a pig ear treat, don't touch it directly, but throw it away.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.